Did you know that stress causes heart diseases, fertility problems, and even skin diseases such as eczema? Well, today I am going to be talking about mommy stress. Women, especially working women, go through a lot of stress and anxiety on top of the family life. You're concerned and stressed out about work, that deadline that you need to meet, and the heavy workload that you may be facing at work. If anyone has ever called you supermom, then you definitely want to listen to what I have to tell you today. My name is Rachel Aminu. If you follow me on my social media platforms, then you know me as Ray. I am a mom of four girls, and I am the managing attorney at Aminu Law Firm. Well, let's get right into it. Maybe you've heard the term stress in the form of overwhelmed. You're feeling overwhelmed or guilty. You're under a lot of pressure. There are different terms that people use and people when they're talking about being stressed. We do face a lot of stress, not just with our family life, but also with work. You know, you are at home, you're stressed, you're trying to make sure everything is right, you're disciplining your kids, you're multitasking, solving problems. And then when you get to work, you also have a lot of work to do. You're under a lot of pressure and you don't want to lose your job. You don't want to be terminated. If you're a business owner, then you have a lot of stress when it comes to managing businesses. You're wearing multiple hats. I know for me, that's how it feels a lot of times. And I do have to wear those hats. I have to take care of billing and invoices. I'm handling sales. I'm handling marketing. And then I still have to do my job. I still have to do the work of going to the courtroom. And even if you have just a hobby, you still have multiple roles you have to play. Let me tell you my first tip to help you with mommy stress. The first is to acknowledge it. Acknowledge that you are stressed by first. You can talk to someone about it. Maybe you have a mentor or you have girlfriends or other friends who are willing to hear you out. Maybe you just want to vent and you need someone to vent to about what is going on. Don't ignore your symptom and when you feel what your body is telling you. For me, when I'm feeling stressed, one of the symptoms I feel is just that little tense feeling at the back of my neck. And that tells me, okay, Rachel, you're overworked, your body needs to relax. It doesn't happen all the time, but I can tell when I'm feeling that way, and I usually just stop what I'm doing, ask someone for help, ask my spouse for help, or whatever the case is. If it's something that I cannot put down, I finish what I'm doing, and then I try to relax. Vacation, ask for vacation at work. If your boss is understanding, you may want to talk to your employer about the workload. Okay, but no matter what, talk to someone about it and listen to your body when you're feeling that symptom. Another symptom is upset stomach or irritability. If you feel irritated, you have mood swings, this is not a professional medical advice, but it's just one of the research that I've done. And what I noticed with other women and friends that I have who are also working moms, this is a common symptom. You start feeling irritated. You know, those kids are really getting on your nerves for whatever reason. That is the time for you to take a time out. You know how we give kids time out the same way? You need a time out. You need to ask for help. You need to ask your friends for help. Get help. The help you need may be medical. Okay, so you may need to actually see a doctor and talk to your doctor, because now beyond the symptom, maybe you are manifesting physical symptom, not just emotional symptom. So if you start having eczema, never had that before, or psoriasis, or you notice that the upset stomach continued. If you have other symptoms like headaches, you need to talk to a doctor about that, okay? Because they may have pills or medication that can really help you. If it's work-related help that you need, you may want to talk to your employer if he or she is understanding. Another kind of help you may think about is the previous video where I talked specifically about time management, and that would be with work-life balance. So you may just need to consider how you are handling your task at work, okay? You may need to talk to your employer about that. But no matter what, do not try to do it on your own. Do not try to be super mom that is expected. When it comes to social norms and cultural norms, there are certain things that are expected of women. A lot of times with taking care of kids and still managing the home at the same time, and because times have changed and women are now in the workforce, it's a lot to take with going to work and taking care of your kids. I am telling you from a fellow working mom that please do not try to handle it all by yourself. You may need to get aftercare for your kids or even hire a nanny. If you can do a background check on the nanny, do that, but just get help. There is a common example of putting the oxygen mask on your face first before you try to help someone else when you are on the airplane. And the reason flight attendant says this is because when you get the oxygen into your body, then you have that ability to help someone else. And that leads to my next tip for you. Stress relief. There are different ways to relieve stress. Exercise really helps with mental health and sanity. There is something about working out and even how our hormones as women work. And that also helps with your mental health because you're working out your muscle. You're not thinking so much of what am I going to make for dinner today. Your focus at the moment is on working out, is on exercising. And that really helps with relieving stress. Something that you may want to think about is finding time to laugh. You know, you may want to just play your favorite movie. Find a time to relax. You can light the candle, perhaps when the kids are asleep, or on Tuesdays and Fridays, I'm going to have some mommy time. And there is nothing wrong with that. In my house, it is Tuesday after I get back from work. And usually after dinner, then I try to get some time alone. A time where you're alone and you are able to think, you're able to read a book, you're able to watch a movie, whatever activity you like to do, if you like to knit, whatever makes you feel relaxed. You know, do that. If you want to sit in a hot tub or sit in the bathtub, if you are living in the part of the world where you don't have that luxury, just think about what do I enjoy and what do I like to do? Because you're a mom doesn't mean you should lose yourself and forget the things that you like to do, the things that matter to you, the things that are important to you in terms of hobbies and interests. Think about that. Also, join a support group. In this age of social media, think about joining a support group where there are working moms, other women who are business women, entrepreneurs who know what it feels like to juggle and try to manage a home and a business, or manage a home and a career or ministry, whatever it is that you're doing with it. Stress actually causes depression. Before it gets to the point where you're depressed or to the point where you have a heart condition or heart disease, try and get help and talk to someone about it. Perhaps you have to cut down on your hours. If you're working two jobs really because you need the money and you need the extra help, if you're living in a part of the world where there are government benefits, then just think of government benefits. As a business owner, what grants and funds are out there that would help with finances so you won't have to do extra work or feel stressed about finance. For single moms, look for other means of income. Look into passive income. The people like Pat Flynn, they talk about passive income. And there are ways you can make money on the side without exerting physical labor. So I hope those tips really helped you with mommy stress. They've helped me eat the right foods that you watch the video where I talk about time management, because those tips of managing your time will really help with mommy stress. Above all, stay calm. Know that you are not alone. You are smart. You are strong. You are able to handle the different things and the different tasks that you have to handle. However, if there is anything that you can cut down on that. Look on your plate. What do you have on your plate? Are there any activities that are not necessary? If you're married, perhaps talk to your spouse about helping you, especially if your spouse is understanding. If you're living in a place where the cultural norm is that a woman does everything in the house, then you may want to look into what are you doing in the home and how can you manage those tasks so that they do not affect your body. So those are my tips for relieving yourself or mommy stress. I am here to tell you that I know what it feels like. I've been there and I am still working on that. I hope those tips help you deal with managing the stress at work, managing the stress at home. If you have any questions or anything that you'd like for me to talk about, please leave a comment down below. Do not forget to hit that subscribe button and also the notification bell. My name is Ray, and I'm signing out.